His attorneys make it clear. James Whitey Bulger has been looking forward to the murder and racketeering trial now underway with jury selection in federal court in Boston. As for the past 2 years, Bulger has had little else to occupy his attention. WBUR's David Boeri joins us again this morning for a look at the life of Whitey Bulger since his arrest 2 years ago in Santa Monica, California. David, hi.
Hi there, Bob.
Bulger's been held since at the Plymouth County House of Correction for the most part. What do we know about his life behind bars?
We know that he doesn't like the size of the cell. He doesn't like the food. He doesn't like the regimen. He's made that clear to members of his family. He's also made that clear to a friend way back when in Alcatraz and in the Atlanta Federal Penitentiary. His name is Richard Sunday, and he says that Bulger is complaining about it all.
So other than Sunday, has he been able to renew any of these relationships?
No, not really, because there's a very strict list of who he can see. On that list are his family members, but that list of authorized visitors does not include Catherine Gregg, who was on the road with him for 16 years as a fugitive and for 20 years before that.
What about his brother, Billy Bulger, former Senate president, former president of UMass?
He's been there. He won't say what they've been talking about other than to say that it's a tragic circumstance.
What about Whitey Bulger's health? He's 83. There had been concerns that he might not even make it to trial.
He seems to be pretty fit for an 83-year-old. He has, like a lot of 83-year-olds, some heart issues. He has been taken to the hospital several times. Here's what he had to say to Richard Sunday in one of those letters, as Richard reads from it now.
It says, "Hello, Sunday. Thursday was taken out by ambulance with AFIB. Problem to local hospital. Exercise is over for me. We'll miss it."
He was devoted to physical fitness.
In Santa Monica, he had a punching bag, among other things, and did stroll with Catherine Gregg after hours. That's right. He's allowed out for about an hour in his confinement in the jail.
So that leaves the trial itself, which, as I understand it, has been another common topic in his letters to Richard Sunday. What do we know about Bulger's thoughts about being put on trial after all these years?
Richard Sunday says there's two things that Bulger lives for. One of them is for his girlfriend, Catherine, to see her freed or to get a reduced sentence. And the other one is to tell his story. So here's Richard Sunday, who we spoke to a couple of weeks ago outside Pittsburgh at his home.
"I think that's all Jimmy lives for right now. He wants the truth to be known, and he keeps harping on that. Now, what that is, I don't know."
Richard Sunday is a loyal friend to James Bulger. On the one hand, he wants to say he thinks Jimmy is innocent and a terrific guy. On the other hand, he'll tell you, hard to believe that he didn't do any of that.
All right. A lot of people think that Whitey Bulger is going to use this trial to settle scores with some of the witnesses against him, especially some of his former associates. What are your thoughts on
right.
that?
Right. Well, some of the themes that came out in the letters he wrote to Richard Sunday, as well as some of the conversations he's had with people that I've talked to, indicate that he wants to make it clear he never murdered any women. He wants to get that on the record. He also wants to establish he was not an informant, despite the evidence. He also, at varying times, has varying pet peeves and people that he wants to settle scores with.
All right, WBUR senior reporter David Boeri, our guide through this trial, which is only just beginning to play out. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again.
You're welcome, Bob.